Iduya is Perek Dal Mishnah Dal. This Mishnah as well is a Mishnah in Maseches Pei in the sixth Perek. Ha'imesh hu somuch legapo v'lagodish v'laboka v'lakelim. Ha'imesh is a pile of tvua, and it's next to a gapo, means like a stone fence, or it's near a bunch of piles where it's tucked away against something. Laboka, or it's near cattle, like kelim, it's near kelim that are in the field. Ushchochoi, it was forgotten over there. What we're dining on is the din, this leket, which is pieces of tefillah that are left behind, the shikcho, which is a bundle which is left behind. If it's left behind under certain conditions, it becomes hefkelaniyim. The question is whether this is called shikcho, because since it was left next to something distinct and something defined, the person usually will remember and will come back. Right now, it was forgotten. L'maisa d'aloch is b'sham ha'yomim eino shikcha, because it's going to come back. U'beisil lo'yomim shikcha. So b'sil over here is machmir, because over here he's going to have to be mafkir. He's not allowed to then get it, and he's going to have to leave it for the aniyim. Mishnehei, kerem revoi. Kerem Revoi is the Torah in Parshat Kedoshim says that fruits from any fruit tree, the first 3 years are considered orlo, they're also ba'achila, they're also ba'hano. Kerem Revoi is the fourth year, the fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim and has to be eaten b'tahara, with Kedusha, the same way Ma'ase Shein is eaten in Yerushalayim, the same as Kerem Revoi. Now, L'maisa, there are dinim noisofim that are in Ma'ase Shein, and here we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether those dinim apply as well by Kerem Revoi. B'shamay oimrim, ein loy choymish ve'ein loy biur. If somebody has fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, he can't transport it all. So the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh that what he does is he's poyde the kedusha of the Ma'aseh Sheni onto coins, and he takes the coins up to Yerushalayim. L'maisa, that din of pidyon, he has to be moisiv v'choymish. But that is exactly because he has to be moisiv v'choymish on the value of the peris. That's the way it works. Poide kerem revoy, according to Beis Shammai, in l'choymish. The Torah doesn't say that din l'gabi kerem revoy. V'in l'biur. Another din that we have is the shnas habiur, which means at the end of a 3 year cycle, the agricultural cycle, and that so goes year 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6 is a repeat, 7 is Shemitah, so there are no mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisers, generally speaking. 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6 goes like this. Year 1 and 2, he's mechuyev to be mafresh from his produce, Truma, Maiserisha, and Maisersheni. Year number 3, and Mamelan year number 6 also, instead of Maisersheni, Maiseroni. So the biur is at the end of the 3rd year, the pasuk describes in Parshas Kisavai that he has to be mevayer, he has to get rid of, and he has to say the parasha of Yidim Aisus. This parasha, this din, is mevu by Ma'aseh Sheni, not by Kerem Revoi. Samel, Beis Shammai holds, Elabia doesn't have to be gotten rid of, and there's no mitzvah of saying the parasha. Beis Hillel oimim yesh lechemish v'yesh lebia. So Beis Hillel again is machmen. Beis Shammai oimim yesh leperet v'yesh leoilolois. This is an interesting zach. Peret and oilolois are the equivalent of leket and shikcha in produce in a field. Same way we described last Mishnah, that stalks that are left in the field have to be left behind their hefker. Peret and oil is also clusters and single grapes that are left on the vine. They weren't picked. So mamela, they have to be left. They have to be left for aniyim. Lamaisa, the dinner peret and oil is mavur by a regular kerem of chulin. What about a kerem where the produce is going to be kerem revoy? So Beis Shammai says something very interesting. Yesh leperet v'yesh leolois. The fruits that will be left over and weren't picked have this din of hefkel aniyim. However, the aniyim could take them, but it does have kedusha that has to be taken to Yerushalayim. So melehu aniyim poidim. The aniyim take it as hefker, but it's not really hefker. It has kedusha and it has to go to Yerushalayim. But the aniyim have bailus over it. The whole kerem, including the kerem, peret, and the oilolois, belongs to the Bailam. But on the whole thing, there's a din kerem revoy. Kerem revoy has a din. Basil gradually learns out the Gemara says he compares kerem revoy to hegdish because the lashon of the pasuk is hegdish. So Mela, it has the dinim of everything that would be in that field. And Mela, the whole thing has Kedusha, and there's no Peret Nedas. He could take the whole produce. The Chazal's way of saying that is Kula Dos, he could control and take the whole thing to be made into wine.